give me your analysis on what happened.
Yeah, I mean, first off, I think it's a great indication of how strong this league is, you know, and this is my first year in the league. I mean, you look at their record, in most leagues, that's a game that's not a very competitive game, but in the CAA, I think it just shows you how strong top to bottom this league is. And that's just something I just keep. I got friends that coach in different leagues, and they say, "Man, we're in similar spots." It's like, man, no, the CAA ain't the same as everybody else. And so, you know, I'll continue to be able to sing that praises, and I think it's a great testament of what the league is and why people want to be in this league is because the competition that you face every week, you're going to get really good football coaches against really well-coached football teams. And every single week, you better just throw out the records and you better focus on what happens on the field. And the reality, that's how college football is, right? And that's how college football should be. And so huge credit to them. Man, they played really well, probably one of the most physically dominating teams that we have played thus far in the CAA. I mean, that just goes to show you again how deep the league is. You know, coach, they had their guys ready to play. We came out slow. They took everything that we wanted to be able to do early in the ball game, and they completely flipped the script on us in that spot. Had some opportunities in the second quarter to get back in the ball game and got it to a one score game. Could have had opportunities, should have had opportunities to tie the ball game. An unfortunate situation on an extra point. And they took advantage of it. And so, you know, at the end of the day, we made a lot of mistakes, and a credit to them that they made us pay for all those mistakes. And when you do that, again, you know, I sound like a broken record every week, but I mean, that's what happens in the CAA. If you make mistakes, somebody's going to make you pay. You're not going to get a foul ball. You know, it's kind of what you talk about is a foul ball. If you miss it, people are going to take advantage of it. And so, man, you know, that's just kind of how it ended up, and that's how it came out on Saturday.
Offensively, 479 yards and no turnovers. So you probably would have signed up for that before the game. But Mike Chandler making his first career start at quarterback, 22 of 39, 355, and four touchdowns. Ran for another 51. How impressed with his effort were you?
Yeah, Mike did a great job, you know, and you know, nobody likes to lose their starting quarterback going into week nine of a season. But if you have to lose your starting quarterback, we feel like we were in a really blessed position to have a guy that's played a lot of snaps for us this year, has a lot of career starts over his career as well. It felt like Mike did a great job, went out there, didn't flinch, gave ourselves our offense a chance to move the ball down the field, spread the ball around, got it to guys' hands. You know, I think Mike just creates some different problems for defenses. You know, creating space and attacking space is kind of what we do on offense, and I think Mike really adds to that.
We have talked a lot about Cincy Brown, and he had another huge game, 135 yards, a couple of touchdowns. But I want to talk about the guy opposite him, Ant Randall King, your freshman, seven catches, a couple of touchdowns from 42 and 65. Just talk about the afternoon that he had and the explosiveness he can bring to your offense.
Yeah, you know, we talk about, you know, Randall, really look at the last three ball games, two out of the last three ball games. He had really good football games. He's gotten a lot better in those spots. And so I just think that kind of shows you how he's gotten better. He stayed in the fight. But also, I mean, let's be honest in that piece, he's got those opportunities because we got a guy across from him that is requiring a lot of attention in that spot. And so we're very, very blessed that we've got some guys on the perimeter that can be able to stretch people and create some matchup problems. And I love seeing our guys, whether it's Randall, whether it's VJ, whether it's Sincere, anybody of those guys, when their opportunity comes, they're taking advantage of it. And so, you know, I think that's a credit to our offense, credit to you know, our offensive coordinator, Matt Kubik, being able to spread the ball around, but also to Mike to be able to find different targets. Because, I mean, I'll be honest, if I was playing quarterback, it'd be tough for me not to, throw the ball to number nine as many times as possible. But he's trusting the system, and we're getting better and we're progressing in that spot.
Defensively, obviously, it wasn't the type of day that that you would have liked. What made Elon's offense so tough to stop for you?
Well, I mean, they do a great job, you know, and they do a good job of running the football. They got receivers that are running really explosive, route runners. They do all those things. What made it tough for us is we didn't do our job. I mean, at the end of the day, we didn't consistently do our job. And again, credit to Elon that when we didn't do our job, they made us pay for explosive plays. On the offensive side, we gave up, I mean, on our defensive side, we gave up seven explosive plays. You know, and you can't win many football games like that. We got to be able to do our job and do it consistently. And we surely can't give teams like that opportunities to run down the field open like they did on Saturday.
There also, you touched on the defensive extra point. There was some blocked punt. The special teams plays, how big were those in, you know, in the course of the game as sort of backbreakers for you?
Yeah, huge. You know, the extra point I thought was huge right there. It was 14-0. We score. We have an opportunity to kick the extra point, make it 14-7. And that's early in the second quarter, and you kind of feel like everything's calmed down and we're kind of back into a striking distance. You know, then you have a bad snap, bad hold, bad kick, worse throwing gasoline on the fire, throw it up and get a guy return it for a 2 points right there. That all the momentum now has gone back to Elon in that spot. And so, and then they just kept doing those things. We had opportunities to get the game tied again, got three and out and had to punt. You know, it's unfortunate that we made a mistake on punt, that we've never ever coached it, ever done it, never done it. And those kids have never done that. And that's just part of our growth. We got to continue to get better at those pieces. And then, you know, in the second half, we gave up two explosive kickoff returns. And we're trying to fight to claw to get back in the ball game. We can't do those things. We can't put our defense in those spots where they get a really short field to defend.
Richmond, speaking of the depth and the strength of the CAA, Richmond coming to your place, another nationally ranked team on Saturday as you started to break the spiders down. What are some of the challenges they present for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's another week in the CAA, right? I mean, you got a really good, well-coached football team that plays really fast, that plays really physical. You know, watching them on offense, that they're able to run the football, but then they got guys that catch the football, but then they don't just catch it; they run after the catch. And you know, the biggest thing is they're catching a lot of inside cutting routes that they're making explosive plays out of an 8 yard pass, and they're taking it 40 yards in that spot. And so they're going to create a lot of matchup problems. But ultimately, we're going to have to stop the run to be able to force them into those situations. And then we do, we got to be able to contest and we got to be able to tackle in space. You know, and on defense, they're big, physical. We got to be able to run the football, but we got to be able to go win our one-on-ones on offense, both on the perimeter, but also in the inside. Their guards and tackles, they got to win their matchups as well. And those guys are big, physical. And the other thing, I think the biggest thing about Richmond is they're on a seven-game win streak. Right now, when you get momentum and you get good things going your way, the guy that thinks he can and the guy that thinks he can't, those are the same, right? And right now, those guys are 7-0, 7 wins in a row, and so they've got a lot of confidence in what they're doing. And we've got to be able to try to create some doubt on Saturday in that.
Their defensive line, I think, seven sacks against Towson,
Yeah.
Jeremiah Grant. Their ends leading the country. What makes those guys so good up front?
You know, I think there's, you know, the couple of two things. Number one, the kids play extremely hard. They play extremely hard. They got a really high motor. But then number two, I think their staff does an incredible job of just putting them in different situations, so that it's not the same look for an offense every single time. They're going to stunt. They're going to move. They're going to have different guys flash in front of your face. And when you add that scheme with the motor that those guys play with, man, it makes it really tough, to be consistent on those spots with them.
How much you guys have, we've talked about a lot on this call, the challenge of this schedule that you've played. Do you feel like your guys continue to feel like they're up for the challenge and enjoying the challenge of these type of games?
Yeah, I mean, I think our guys truly enjoy the battle, right? They enjoy the fight piece of it. Obviously, there wasn't a whole lot to enjoy on Saturday, right? But if you take them back to 2 weeks ago against William and Mary, that you're a tie ball game with the number 15 team in the country in the fourth quarter, our guys enjoy that battle. For a lot of our guys, I mean, look at Sincere Brown. Like, we talk about Sincere, and he's, in my opinion, I think he's the best in the conference, if not the country right now. It'd be hard to argue against. But you look at him. He's making his 10th start this week. He's never gone through a full season in that spot. And so for our team, and he's the norm on our football team right now, is getting those opportunities. So these guys are enjoying being in the battle. They're enjoying being in the fight. This group is going to continue to fight. This group is going to continue to get better because they're not just playing for themselves. They're also playing for the future. And we want to build a program here at Campbell that can go compete week in and week out in the CA and get to the upper echelon of the CA is the goal. And we know that this is laying the foundation for that. Unfortunately, Rob, sometimes year one just ain't what you want it to be. And you got to be able to grow from that. But our guys have a great resolve. Our coaching staff has a great resolve that we're going to continue to build. And we've got three more opportunities. And we want to make sure that we take those opportunities and we use them. And we don't sit there and start looking for the future. We got three opportunities. We got three more Tuesdays that we get to go to work. And we're going to make sure that we get the most out of those three opportunities.
All right, Braxton, thanks so much for the time this afternoon and look forward to talking again next Monday. All
Thanks, Rob.
right, thank you. That can